When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
Hey, Doc, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Ange.
Good. I've got I've had three doctors on today. I feel like a clinic, you know. by the way, just so that you know, you're eating up. You're taking JW's airtime right now. We couldn't get hooked up with him. He's out in BC somewhere skiing. Researching apparently for the program. Skiing.
Field work. That's
yeah,
right.
Field work. Yeah. Gord Peiser on the line with us. We call him the Doc here on the program. Of course, he is the award-winning editor and columnist with Outdoor Canada magazine. He is in charge of all their fishing stuff that goes out coast to coast. Gord, earlier on today, we had somebody that you're very familiar with on the program, and I needn't remind you who, but I got to tell you something. Dustin and his mom, Lynn, God bless them is all I got to say. They were wonderful guests, a great story. And I can see why you were so moved by this whole thing, man.
You know, life's not fair, Ange. You know, I'm speechless. You know, they're such nice people. And I'm sure Dusty told you that he drove all the way out. They went out to Hawk Lake when you were up in the summertime.
Yeah,
and he hoped to see you and Pete, but I guess you guys were in Kenora here. So he got a tour of your boat, which I thought was so cool listening to him tell me about that.
Well, guess what? He's going to be on a Fishing Canada episode this year. I invited him because we're going to be up there again at Hawk Lake this year, and I invited him on the program. So,
well, you know what? He knows that lake well, too. And I don't know if he told you this, Ange, but he started up his own fishing business.
No.
And he pours soft plastic baits. So when you have him on the show, make sure you throw some of his stick worms for those smallmouth in Hawk.
Wow.
See, yeah,
that's great to know right there.
And you've got a great guide, let me tell you that.
He worked there in the summertime, right? That's cool.
They own the cottage right adjacent to the lodge, so it's really, really cool.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Good for you.
What's happening in your neck of the woods? Everything is starting to look like it is spring.
You know, it is, Ange. It's an absolutely beautiful day here right now. And, I mean, blue sky, warm, warm sun. But we're hovering right around the freezing mark. We've had a few days up around that +8, +9, +10. And so it's knocked all the snow on the lake's been knocked down. And I know that most folks listening to me aren't going to believe this. The best 3 weeks of the year for ice fishing is now for the next 3 weeks. You can go anywhere. There is 4 feet of ice. You can fish in your shirt sleeves or sweater sleeves. And this is the reason we ice fish for the next 3 weeks.
By the way, for those of you who are stumbling all over your kitchen as you listen to this, rushing to your garage to get your fishing gear and get out, Gord is talking about Kenora. Okay.
But you know, Ange, it's similar across the North Country. You know, I was listening to you do the interview with your guest from Sault Ste. Marie there.
Yep.
In fact, the only Atlantic salmon I've ever caught was in the St. Mary's there when I was fishing for steelhead. But all through that area north of Sault Ste. Marie, north of Sudbury, and then coming across to Thunder Bay and the Kenora Northwest Ontario area, it is absolutely perfect ice fishing conditions.
And you figure you got another couple of weeks to go?
Easily, Ange. Easily. Wow. I happened to check last year, the last day we went for lake trout was April 25th.
Hey, Gord, totally off topic, but I made a note here in my paperwork to run this by you when I had a chance to talk to you. Dr. Stephen Cook was on the program earlier on today to talk to us about some of his studies, but also the most recent Canadian stats that have come out regarding recreational fishing in this country. And although the numbers, recruitment numbers overall are just down slightly, the biggest drop is right here in Ontario. In fact,
yes,
based on the research, less than, I believe he said, either 5 or 10% of the population in Ontario claims to be fishing.
I'm shocked.
I am absolutely shocked at that.
I've just completed, folks should go and check the Northern Ontario Travel website. We focused three separate features on why you need to fish, how easy it is to start fishing, and why you should get kids involved. And I would really encourage folks to go and read those pieces, because it's so much easier and the benefits are so amazing.
You see, here's the misnomer on this whole thing, and Stephen and I discussed it when he was on the air. For folks who do not participate in any of these activities that we take for granted, such as fishing, hunting, camping, and all that stuff, right? For those people, we'll call them urbanites, for the lack of a better term. For those people, they actually think that it's a good thing if they don't participate. And they actually think it's a good thing if they don't encourage participation, you know, by their offsprings and family members. Because, you know, in all fairness to them, if I didn't know what I know, I would kind of agree with them. Because, you know, let's leave nature alone. Let's not interact with nature. And nature, as our Prime Minister said with the budget, in this case, the wildlife will take care of themselves. And I got to tell you, folks, those of you listening who are saying, well, of course it will, I got to tell you, there is nothing. You can make a lot of mistakes in this world, in this life. That's one that you cannot afford to make. Because when the wildlife, and in particular the fishery, are gone, such as the Atlantic salmon that Gordon and I just talked about, they're gone. There's no bringing them back. And the only people that I know of that work at maintaining, restoring, and growing those natural wild stocks of fish are fishermen, hunters, and outdoors people. So if you think that by not participating and not encouraging participation, you're actually doing anything wild good, you're not. You're hurting it. So get out of that mind frame.
100%, Ange. I couldn't have said it better. And two things that I would add. Number one, and I know what you say, what you're saying, and I agree that that is some folks' perception that.
Yeah.
But we are part of nature. We are a critical part of nature. We are part of that ecosystem. It does not go on without us. And so many people think they can step back and then they lose total. You and I see things happening right now on Lake of the Woods that are atrocious, absolutely atrocious. I see some management that it is despicable. And if you don't participate in those sorts of things and you allow that to happen, that is almost unconscionable. The other thing I would say is you had young Dustin and his mom on, and the young lad's suffering from brain cancer. And his mom sent me an email after we went ice fishing, and she said, I was wheeling him in a wheelchair 3 weeks ago. Now all he can think about after we went ice fishing is to get out and go ice fishing or to go fishing this summer. And that's what fishing does for you. That's what spending time outdoors does for you. The kids hang around malls. They don't know what to do. And here's a young lad pouring his own baits, making his own tackle, can't wait to get outside and go fishing again. You tell me what kid you want to have.
Hey, Gord, can you imagine Dustin without fishing right now?
That's exactly what his mom said to me, Ange. That's exactly what she said. That's the thing that he keeps thinking about, that he, you know, this summer he's going to get a chance to go on Angelo Viola's boat and possibly go on a television. That's what's driving him.
Oh, we're going to have a great time, my friend. And I thank you for making the connection, and I thank you for being you. And don't ever quit being the doc, man. We appreciate you. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Ange.
Gord Peiser with Outdoor Canada Magazine. Check him out, outdoorcanada.ca. Of course, he's in all the outdoor and government-operated websites. You can't miss him. That is it, Stephen. We got to run on behalf of the entire ODJ team, Stephen Labadie, John Winters, who went missing in B.C. We'll find him next week. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.